So Chambers had this commitment, and it stayed with him until the day he died, that his mission in life was to see to it that people who were powerless and had been left out would get representation to the extent that he could provide it. And he tried to do that. He did that. Right up until, really until the day he died, although he wasn't actively practicing when he died, but only because he was sick. It wasn't because he decided not to practice, it was only because he was sick. So he spent his whole life following through on that commitment. And if you ever looked at his practice, it was obvious that that's what he was doing. Because he would have people coming in the office who had no money, no resources of any kind, and sometimes no case. But he would try to provide help to them. And it was important to him to make sure that everyone who came was treated with dignity, and that even if they had a case, that he couldn't do anything for them, that they would be treated with dignity, and they would know that they were heard, and they would know that he sincerely cared about them and wanted to help them. That stayed with Chambers from the day I met him and came to observe him over that weekend, right up until the last client he ever represented. That's what he did, and that's what he was committed to doing. Here's a man who had won 8 cases in the United States Supreme Court. Most lawyers never even argued 8 cases in the Supreme, not even one. But he had successfully argued 8 cases in the United States Supreme Court. And yet, and he had been head of the Legal Defense Fund in New York. He had been chancellor of North Carolina Central University. But yet, when he returned to practice here, he was representing some of the same people that he represented before he ever won a case in the Supreme Court, before he ever became director counsel of LDF, before he ever became chancellor. He was as likely to take someone's misdemeanor case as he was to take a case that someone wanted representation in the Supreme Court of the United States. So he was as humble and unassuming as any human being I or anyone else has ever met.